all of your friends. I mean, mm-hmm. you'd have your maid of honor and your matrons of honor and bridesmaids. And like I said, my little daughter-in-law had, there must have been six ushers and six bridesmaids and the maid of honor and the matron of honor. The grandmothers and all the honored evening, mm-hmm. the mothers and the grandmothers and grandfathers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you just wouldn't realize what a wedding was in this town, really.
And what about afterwards? Do they
have a big reception?
Mm-hmm.
The night of the, when they go to the church to rehearse, we have a rehearsal party thing.
Mm-hmm.
The groom's parents puts that on. So I had it the year after my husband died, right in this yard, and I had about 200 people right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was gorgeous. But all my friends pitched in and helped to fix what food I didn't get. They helped with the rest of it. And you buy your champagne, I had that to buy. And you get your band, and we had a band.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rain came down 11 o'clock. Then the next night, her parents entertained at a big reception.
Mm-hmm.
We had 500 or 600 to eat.
Do they ever play tricks on people, or
well, do you remember? But they don't do that too much around here anymore. Now they do. You miss your call pretty good for
mm-hmm.
you the night when you get ready to leave on your honeymoon. They got some grasshoppers or crickets and shaving cream and mess mm-hmm. it up good, real good, and get your toilet tissue and string it around and mess up the town.
Hmm.
But it's amazing.
How about way back? Did they ever go to people's house?
Oh, they used to go back to tell me. Now, I didn't remember any of that. And get your wash pot and throw it in the well. And
mm-hmm.
benches or whatever you had, your chairs, and carry them off somewhere else and hide them from you. Anything that they could do, they'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have things like that now.
Yeah. Now, what about where people dance and have music?
Yeah, I had a band out there.
How about a long time ago?
No, you didn't have anything. When I got married, we didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
You go to preach and let them marry you, and that was it. You didn't even have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm. People ever get together and do square dancing or anything?
Well, they used to, but you don't do too much of that anymore. But years ago, they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about on Christmas, what would you say to somebody if they came to your house on Christmas? What would you say to them?
Come right in. Merry Christmas. Come in.
Do you ever hear people use the term Christmas gift? Is that something?
Well, they bring you a gift. People say. Yeah. I just brought you a little small gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they usually say for Christmas. I won 2 blue ribbons last year and this year at the prettiest house in town.
Decoration. Oh, fix up and have people in some, and...
Well, I didn't have them like in. A tour. I just decorated it, you know, mm-hmm. from the outside and let them judge it from the outside. And last year, I really didn't want to do it. I said, after I won the ribbon the first year, I said, I don't want to. I said, because I just don't want to mess up with it. And he said, oh, put your decorations up. And I didn't even open my front door. And that the judge on Thursday night and on Friday morning said, what did you win last night? I said, I didn't win anything. He said, you are lying. I said, I didn't. He said, well, go back and look in your front porch and see if you've got anything. And I went back and hanging on the light fixture where the ribbons and bows were. There it was, the blue ribbon again. I said, I am not going to do that. I am not going to decorate my house and let it be in no contest this year. Because really, a white house at Christmas time is beautiful.
Mm. I love
not
all the lights
mine,
and things.
Upstairs
though.
And downstairs, it was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now they want to decorate it this year and have open house. They're trying to get the oldest houses in town.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And right straight across on Ridge Street right here is one old house and this lady's consented to. And then we had what we call the Battle Mansion. It used to be at Battle. And these people living in it, and they told them they could use it this year and have open house.
Hmm.